It receives more than 3.5 billion visits per month, more than Netflix, Yahoo, or Amazon. It's Pornhub. And as of this week, there are a lot fewer videos on it, the result of the company's decision to pull all adult content from unverified users. The purge stems from a recent opinion piece by Nicholas Kristof called "The Children of Pornhub." Kristof alleges that Pornhub has been hosting videos that show underage children being assaulted. For more, let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Tanya.
And this Nicholas Kristof piece seems to hit home for folks who have not read this piece. What exactly does he argue?
Right. So Kristof's piece touches on something that many of us kind of blissfully ignore as we go about our lives online, which is that a huge portion of the internet as we know it is porn. The piece looks primarily at Pornhub, which for the uninitiated is effectively the Amazon of online pornography. And I use that description because, like Amazon, you can find pretty much anything you're looking for on Pornhub because the site effectively owns porn production companies, carries the content of most of the companies it doesn't own, and also allows users to upload their own content. And this content makes money for Pornhub's parent company, MindGeek, through advertising on free videos and videos you can actually pay for. Kristof in the New York Times looked closely at the content on the site that appears to include real acts of violence and assault, as well as content featuring minors, and found quite a lot. So the argument here is that online pornography content isn't effectively regulated or moderated by the U.S. or Canadian governments or the company itself. And the collateral damage of that lack of regulation is significant. Mm-hmm.
Were there a lot of underage children being exploited on the site? How much truth is there to what Kristof is claiming?
So there's absolutely truth to what he's claiming, though Pornhub has argued, I think probably accurately, that content moderation as a larger issue is an issue all over the web. Some companies try to use algorithms and machines to identify content that should be taken down, but all companies also use humans to do this. I think it's fair to say any large tech company in 2020 that is allowing users to post content online probably needs to employ a heck of a lot more content moderators than they do. But all tech companies doing this, Tanya, have an incentive to not be too stringent. You know, the more lax they are, the more content they get uploaded, the more money they can make off that content. And this is something like not a lot of people know, but the history of MindGeek, the company that owns Pornhub, might tell you all you need to know about whether the company is going to get serious about this kind of thing. Because it started in 2004 primarily as a place for pirated content from legitimate porn production companies. It made money off of that pirated content, used the money to then buy the porn production companies and drive down the price of the product, which gutted the industry. And, you know, if you were anti-porn, that might sound like a good thing, but really it just drove down the price of goods, which had a knock-on effect for porn industry workers who, even as porn content has exploded online, have had a harder time making a living, right? So it's also worth pointing out that, you know, the film industry, for instance, is really good at lobbying companies and governments on content moderation, but people inside the sex industry, you know, have a harder time finding allies in the government and elsewhere to try to advocate for companies and others to do content moderation.
Something else I want to ask you about human moderators, according to Motherboard, who first reported the story. On Sunday, there were 13.5 million videos available on Pornhub. By yesterday, there were only 2.9 million. How did Pornhub actually decide which videos to take down versus to leave up?
So as we've kind of been talking about, user-generated content is huge in porn, just like everywhere else online. And 8 years ago, Pornhub started verifying users and companies, which had to go through a pretty simple process of showing that they're, you know, legit. And if they were a single user, that they're actually giving consent to their content going onto the site. I mean, this could be as simple as someone basically taking a picture of themselves with Pornhub written on a piece of paper in order to verify themselves and show that the content they were uploading was their own and that they were essentially giving consent. The site seems to have kept the verified legit stuff and pulled down all the other stuff, which happened to be close to 80% of the site's content. But I think it's important to say that, you know, Kristof's piece talks about these things that really shouldn't be allowed anywhere online, right? Examples of rape being taped and put online for people to see, for instance. And that's really an issue that we haven't solved for. But, you know, we like to think of the internet as a really ephemeral thing, like something where you post something today, it's gone tomorrow. But that's really not the case. You know, when content gets posted online, depending on the nature of the content, even if it gets taken down, if someone has been able to download it, mm-hmm. they can re-upload it to the internet. And mm-hmm. I think that's part of the larger issue here that there really isn't an answer for right now.
Ben Brock Johnson covers tech for Here and Now. Thank you so much for this important conversation.
Thank you, Tanya.